Today we are continuing our series, My Favorite Bible Verse, but this is the Youth Mission Trip Edition. So all of their memories that they are going to share are tied back to Scripture and how it's the fulfillment of what God has taught us. So obviously this is a little bit different of a week. Last week at 7:30 in the morning, the youth and I departed for Indianapolis, Indiana. It is a town about the same size as Kansas City, Missouri. And we went and served alongside the organization called YouthWorks. Okay, and so what a typical mission trip looks like for the youth in our daily activities is that every day we go out and have service projects. And you're going to hear all about the way that they served in food pantries or just cleaning up weeds at a women's shelter, sorting clothing, an assortment of different things that we did to serve at nonprofits that are making a difference in the community there. Most of them are Christian organizations. And then after we would serve till about 2:30 in the afternoon, we would go do a community activity. So what I really like about YouthWorks is they want you to have a feel for what the city is actually like. And so we found out that Indianapolis has the second most number of monuments in any city, behind only Washington, D.C. Monuments are everywhere downtown, kind of a crazy thing. We went to some cool parks and we got to experience, we made it into the Indiana Historical Society. Some of you might be thinking, Indiana history? Fascinating. At least the gift store was really, really nice. So we got to do that as part of every afternoon. And then they brought in the Bible. Every morning we had about 30 minutes of morning devotionals that I thought were really well done. They were very challenging to each one of the youth. And then tied to that devotional would be in the evening, our gathering time as a large group with a video, and we'd break into our small groups as a church and talk about these things. And so it gave us a lot of opportunity to not only serve and try to grow through service and see what it means to be the hands and feet of Jesus, but to also be growing in our faith through the curriculum they were running us through. The theme of the week was Made for This. And so we walked through in Monday through Thursday that we were made to matter. We are made in the image of God. You guys have heard me say this a lot from the pulpit because it's important. It's extra important for the teenagers to understand they are valued. They are important. No matter what their friends or their family members or their enemies tell them, they are loved and valued by God. But on the flip side, when you're going to serve people who are poor, who may be dirty, who may honestly be on drugs, they have value too. And so you serve those people not thinking that we're better than them, but you serve them recognizing that they also are made in the image of God. They too were made to matter. The second day we talked about how we are made to mirror. We have Jesus Christ as our example. As our model, we are to wear the righteousness, the clothing of Jesus Christ. His very character should be how we live day to day, moment by moment, as we interact with people all across their community. But more than that, when we come home, we are to model the character of Christ. We mirror him. We are Christ's ambassadors, his representatives. We represent Jesus Christ everywhere we go. On Wednesday, we talked about how we are made for each other. Ultimately, our journey is not to do this alone by ourselves, just me and Jesus, but we do it as a group. And the cool thing is, as you do the trip, you do it as a group. You create these bonds, and you support each other. And in moments where you see God's moving, you walk out, and you go and put an arm on your friend, and you pray with them. And it's a really cool moment. You're doing this together. And finally, they kind of sent us out on Thursday. We're made for mission. Ultimately, our lives are not just our own. They're something bigger than us. We're made to make a difference in the lives of others, to be salt and light, and to care about our neighbor and the communities all around. And so as you listen to each of these young people share some of their memories, keep these four things in mind, and I guarantee you will see how each one of their little stories ties back to one of the themes from these days. And before we begin, I do have to say, We brought 8 on the trip. Unfortunately, Lorelai was unable to make it today. Her parents left for vacation immediately. I'm sure she would have had great stories. Lorelai led us into a lot of shenanigans. She's one of the young ladies that leads us in worship on occasion. So I'm sad she's not able to be here. But when you only count 7 who give their testimony, there were 8 who participated on this trip. So first I'd like Trice, would you be willing to come up, Trice? Trice is our graduated senior, so I let him go first in a lot. It's his last trip. Trice, did I turn that on? I don't think I did. There, now you're ready. Would you be willing to share your favorite part from the trip?
So one of my favorite parts going on the trip was being able to use my strengths to help other people in practical ways. That included moving mulch, pulling weeds, lifting furniture and moving it, and then making clothing bales to send out to third world countries. Those kinds of jobs may not be exciting to everybody, but I like knowing I could use my abilities to make a difference for somebody else. It reminded me that everyone has different talents and strengths, and when we use them to serve others, even simple tasks can have a big impact. Sometimes the greatest acts of service aren't the ones that get the most attention, they're the ones done with a willing and intentional heart. A Bible verse that really connects with this experience is Colossians 3:23, which says, "Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for human servants," or masters, sorry. That verse reminds me that no matter what the job is, whether it's mulching, weeding, carrying heavy furniture, or packing clothes, we can do it wholeheartedly because we are ultimately serving God by serving others.
All right. Could you go back to that last picture? Hold on to this, Trice. I'm not done with you. You see that huge pile of mulch that Trice just dumped out? Man, these guns are put to use. No, we literally, Trice, you probably shoveled like a quarter of a dump truck load of mulch. It's a really cool organization. They are a grow food in the middle of the city, and they send it to a food pantry where there isn't fresh produce. And you know, gardening food is not a terrible task. Weeding is an awful task. Mulch is the secret to minimizing weeds. Trice was a machine with the shovel into the largest wheelbarrow. The other boys didn't use that wheelbarrow. It was too big, so we put the big guy on it. And like, you don't think about these things. Trice is made to move mulch. Like, God gifted him to move mulch. He puts that verse to work. Whatever you do, do it with all your might. So I appreciated you seeing that, or serving in that way. Also, Trice likes to have fun, and he's got a sweet tooth. Nothing better than watching an 18-year-old kid licking his lollipop. Trice, I hope you had a good time. Julia, Gulia. Would you be willing to share with us, your favorite part?
Okay, so my favorite part was working at one of the food pantries that we got assigned. It was called Mary Riggs, and so basically it was set up like a grocery store. People came in and got the food that they needed according to how many people were in their families. And so basically what we did as volunteers was we stocked the shelves before and after they came in, and we also pushed around their carts and helped them bag. The reason why this is my favorite part is because we got to be able to give them back their self-confidence, because a lot of them might not have been able to like go to the grocery store and get groceries. So, and also we got to connect with a lot of the people that came. There was this one lady on the second day that we were there that we just started talking about coffee, and then next thing you know, we're planning opening a coffee shop, and it's like, I didn't even know her name, and we just started connecting, and that was great. And then the verse that spoke to me that connects with my favorite part is Matthew 25:40. It says, "Truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me." This verse spoke to me because it reminds us that what we do for God as well. We don't just do it for our own good. We don't just do it for the good of ourselves. We do it for the people around us and also God. And also, it helped us be able to like treat others with kindness, because a lot of them feel like they're being judged for how they are, and sometimes they can't help it. So that's why it's my favorite part.
Were you a little bit scared when you found out that you were going to be walking with the client? Like, because in this trip, especially at Mary Riggs, we were like right with the clients more than we normally are at mission trips. Sometimes they put you in the back, like at the distribution center, you're unpacking boxes, but you're not actually ever with the people receiving food. So this is the closest we've ever been with the people receiving the food, correct?
Yeah, it made me a little bit nervous at first, but within like the first 20 minutes of just chatting with some of the people, it was really fun.
You realize they're real people?
Yeah.
Valued by God, made in God's image. It was really cool. At Mary Riggs, people were so happy. They all knew each other. It was like this community setting. At one point, a lady brought her dog in, and she needed to go shopping. She couldn't bring her dog in the store, so she asked one of the guys to hold her dog for him. She asked the wrong guy. He wasn't paying attention at all. So the dog bolts into the store to go find its owner. Literally every client that was shopping the pantry is like, Oliver, how are you doing? Like the entire community knows Oliver, the dog in that neighborhood. And so sometimes we look down at people who don't have the means that we have. They are their own community, and the people who serve them love them and know them by name. And as a result, the people in that community love that organization, and they know that they're loved by God. It was really a cool experience at that pantry. Thank you, Julia. All right, Ethan. This is Ethan Anderson. He's been coming to youth group for about a year and a half. We got him to come on this trip. Ethan, what was your favorite part on this trip?
I'd have to say my favorite part of the mission trip was not only just helping behind the scenes, but seeing how it affected people's daily lives and how it made them so happy that the youth were wanting to help.
So where are a couple of the spots that you served at?
We worked at a distribution center. We were sorting through clothes. We had to sort the different types. And then the next day we went to like the actual store where they sell and give away the stuff. And we got to see like how the people went through their daily lives and how it helped them.
All right. Where are some other places you served?
We sorted a ton of potatoes. Nasty ones.
Literally tons of potatoes. So you got the behind the scenes spot. We just had the clean potatoes in the store. Yeah. We're my group. We were broken into two different groups. So half of our group was partnered with another half of a church, and the other half of us was with another church. And so that's part of how you get to build relationship with other teenagers and other churches as well. Did you have any other? Well, first, what was the verse that you came up with and why? Could you? It's on the screens.
It was 1 John 3:17-18. If someone has enough money to live well and sees a brother or sister in need and does not show compassion, how can the love of God be in that person? Dear children, let's not merely say that we love each other. Let us show it the truth by our actions.
Why does that verse tie to your experience?
Because rather than just saying that that God loves them, we were showing them how God loves them and how he changes people's lives.
Do you think that this trip has changed your perspective of serving others?
Absolutely.
That's fantastic. Thank you, Ethan. Daisy. The picture on the right there is the shopping cart that Julia was talking about, by the way. Daisy was part of our group. So, Daisy, what was your favorite location that we went and served at?
My favorite part had to be when we went to the Light of the Garden, which is where Trice was actually shoveling mulch. And it really spoke out to me because there's this lady, and her name is Karen Ashton, and her husband sadly passed away, but her husband, Alan, was so into gardening that he would stay out there day and night, all the time gardening. And Karen wasn't much of a gardener. And when she passed away, or he passed away, she just wanted to, like, get into gardening. And so the community around him, since they knew he loved gardening so much, they had that garden and actually named it after him. And she actually started working there.
Yeah. So it's this giant community garden. And what did you do in the garden?
I just picked weeds, and I try to help with mulching, which I'm not that good at. I bet Trice is way better than me, but
we position people where they fit.
Yeah.
Excellent. And how did your helping weed make any impact for anybody else?
I think it made an impact, so then all the, like, the nutrition with those foods didn't get like all like taken away by the weeds.
Yeah. Like, it's not a very fun job, is it?
No.
But somebody's got to do it.
Yeah.
And you're closer to the ground.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So you're really good at that. Okay. We haven't talked. What was a fun memory on the trip that has nothing to do with service?
It's got to be when we were, me, Laura, Julia, and I think it was Paisley that were in the back of the van. And I have a bonnet. I have a bright pink bonnet. And
to keep her hair silky smooth.
To keep my hair really smooth. I put that on. Well, I had it on. And then I actually took out my glasses. And they all turned to me and was like, wow, you look like a grandma. And then I took out a book. And they're like, wow, you really do look like a grandma now. And started taking pictures of me.
I will say, on these trips, there are many, many crazy stories. Oh, I didn't ask you, Daisy, what is a verse that you came up with that's tied to this?
My verse had to be Matthew 5:16, and it says, in the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see, so that everyone will praise your heavenly Father. And this connected to me because with Alan, he was such a huge light for that garden,
mm-hmm.
and everyone just knew that he was just the brightest, and having to be able to do that in that garden is leaving little bits of things and light in that garden. And even though it's a small thing, it really impacts the way you see God and how people see God as well.
Right. A lot of people are getting fresh produce as a result of the garden that was set up all in his memory and his legacy. Thank you, Daisy. Isaac. This was Isaac's third trip with us. All right. Isaac, what was your favorite part of the trip?
My favorite part of the trip was seeing how us as a church impacted a lot of people. Mm-hmm. One of the days I was in Ethan's group, we sorted potatoes. You can see in the bags there. We took these dirty potatoes. They're growing like eyes or ears, whatever you call them.
Their eyes.
We took the eyes off and we'd sort them into these bags so we'd put them on the food line in the future, maybe the next day, so the people would take them. We also was at a food bank where the potatoes that had been sorted previously would be, we'd go around shopping like Julia did, and I'd assist them in this shopping. And I got to meet the people I was directly, you know, servicing for and working for, and that was just my favorite part.
Cool. What's a verse that's tied to that that you were thinking of?
My verse is Galatians 6:9-10. So let's not get tired of doing what is good at just the right time. We will reap at harvest of blessing if we don't give up. Therefore, whenever we have the opportunity, we should do good to everybody, especially to those in the family of faith. And this kind of shows me that we're encouraged not to grow weary in doing good for others, and we should take every opportunity when we get the chance to help people.
Yeah, so we should live a lifestyle of caring about other people, correct?
We should mirror God.
All right, we should mirror God. That's great. Now, off question, we didn't talk about. You spent a lot of time with kids from another church.
Yes.
What's the value in going to a work trip like this where there's other churches and you get to meet other people? Tell us about Gilbert.
We had this kid, and I think his name was Caleb. We called him Gilbert. Gilbert was a person. He was younger. He was funny. We got to see how he served and how he helped people, and I think we encouraged him to also help people and serve people in different ways. He was just...
Does it make the trip better being with other churches?
Oh, yeah. Connecting with other people we don't know, you know, meeting the other people, seeing how they do things and live makes the trip so much better.
Right. You realize, ultimately, we're part of a bigger family. Like, we have a family of faith here that is First Baptist, but when God looks down, he sees a much bigger family of people of faith all over this world who do things in slightly different ways. Cool. Thanks, Isaac. All right, Lola. You hold it. There, you're good. You face that way.
Okay.
Perfect. Lola's been coming to our youth group for the last year, and she bravely joined us on this mission trip. You've experienced a little bit of difficulty in your life, more than your fair share, probably, right? So what you said, how this trip helped you, you actually picked a verse that was a little bit different. So if you could put Lola's verse on the screens. Lola, could you read this verse for us?
When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned. The flame shall not consume you.
What does this verse mean to you, Lola?
To me, it means that I will not be alone and that there will always be someone by me, near me, and to make sure that I'm not being overwhelmed.
Yeah. And specifically, there's two. Who is never going to leave you alone?
God.
And your church.
Pastor Ryan.
And
the church.
Your church family. Go back to those pictures. Do you see the joy on Lola's face, on the girl's shoulders? Like, as I just looked at that picture, you see there is value when we come together and bonds are formed and people realize they're not alone. They don't have to go through this life, through the hard stuff alone. You've got people in your corner. You've got people who want to talk to you and listen to you and let you process through different things. And that's one of the things, like a trip. Yes, we're serving, but we're also uncovering sometimes stuff in life. And that's one of my favorite parts of the trip, is to be able to walk through, you know, different things that the kids are going through with them and help them through that. Thank you for sharing, Lola.
You're welcome. All right.
All right, and Paisley. Paisley was the youngest member of our crew. Nobody knew how old she actually was, so they just welcomed her in. And she loves to be in front of people. Paisley, so we've talked about all of our service sites. We've talked about the fun. Thursday night is on these trips is always kind of like the culmination of everything, right? From a spiritual standpoint. Could you describe to us a little bit about what you experienced on your first mission trip ever on Thursday night?
What I experienced was the Holy Spirit working through me. The Holy Spirit was just like, I could feel God touching my soul. And the...
So what did we do on Thursday night?
We did the feet washing.
What is the foot washing pointing towards? Who else washed feet? Well, before that, 2,000 years ago,
Jesus
washed feet, right? And so what's the lesson that foot washing is teaching us?
It's teaching us that Jesus washed our feet to show us that we should do it for others.
Yeah, that we are called to serve other people. Yeah. And in that moment, it really is kind of an intimate moment, isn't it? Where God, like, how we try to do it is I'm trying to create space for the kids to realize that, like, God is real. He's not just a concept we read about in the book, but he's a presence in his Holy Spirit who's always with us. And you were describing the verse you picked, I absolutely loved. You guys, I was raised Pentecostal, so there's a little bit of ghostiness in me. So let's throw the verse that Paisley picked on the screens, Acts chapter 2.
Acts chapter 2, 1 through 4 says, on the day of the Pentecost, all the believers were meeting together in one place. Suddenly there was a sound from heaven, like the roaring of a mighty windstorm, and it filled the house where they were sitting. Then what looked like flames or tongues of fire appeared and settled on each of them, and everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit and began speaking in other languages as the Holy Spirit gave them this ability.
Okay, so did we have flaming tongues in the room on Thursday night? No, we didn't. Did you feel the presence of God in a way you never have? Are you ever going to forget that? Is that shaping and forming? I love it. Thank you, Paisley. Oh, I almost forgot we've got a leader. She didn't want to share. I said, Darcy, you're going to share. Darcy, known as Mama G, third year on a trip with me. We make a good partnership.
We do.
You do a great job.
Good morning. Most of you know me, but for those of you who may not, my name is Darcy Gonthier, and it was truly my pleasure to accompany your children to Indianapolis this week. My story here at First Baptist began in the early 1980s when my grandparents, Kermit and Mardell Evans, planted the seed of my faith in me by bringing me to church every Sunday. As I grew up, my faith and love for Jesus continued to grow too. I was involved in youth group, went to church camp each summer, and also participated in the youth choir. I am so thankful for what this church and my grandparents did for me as a young person. I know how my faith and the love for my Savior have carried me through the many seasons of my life. Looking back now, I realize that the people who poured into my life probably had no idea what their influence would mean many years later. They simply showed up, loved us, taught us about Jesus, and gave us a place to belong. Those moments helped shape the person that I am today. That is why being a part of our youth's journey is so important to me. A mission trip is not just about the work we do for 1 week. It's about building relationships, encouraging them in their faith, and reminding them that they are loved by God and this church family. If I can even be a small part of helping one person grow closer to Christ, just as others did for me, then I know I have been part of something that will last far beyond this trip. Being able to support the youth of this church and plant those same seeds of faith is one way I can honor the people who did that for me. Thank you.
Yeah, so. As Darcy and I were talking, the verse that came to my mind is the famous proverb from Proverb 22, verse 6, that says, start children off on the way they should go, and even when they are old, they will not turn from it. Now, we understand this is not a promise that 100% of our kids that we raise in church are absolutely going to walk with Jesus, but it is a principle that there's something about pouring seeds into the lives and the hearts of these young people oftentimes bears fruit. And Darcy is a prime example of that, how God worked in her life so many years ago. And now, full circle, she's back in this town, and she's able to be a part of seeing the gospel of Jesus in these kids' lives here today. So I have to say, I love these trips. Yes, they absolutely exhaust me. But they're so filled with group bonding times, really silly memories. I literally had ear hairs being plucked off of me at one point. When they start, I'm just like, whatever, I am your guinea pig. But what I get to see is these kids growing and maturing in a bunch of different ways. Relationally, they're put in positions where they have to stretch themselves, they have to serve other people. Spiritually, they're asked to consider their relationship with God. They see how other kids are worshiping God. And so it's just this really, it's like a perfect growth opportunity that I get to see God working in their lives. And it also allows me a ton of individual time to talk with each of them and the stuff that's really, really going on inside each one of their hearts. During the school year, you guys can be closed off because you got school and tests and sports and all those things. But there's something about in the summer, being away from friends, family, maybe being a little bit sleep deprived, that they're willing to open up and they're willing to talk about the hard things. And I'm able to challenge them. And I'm able to speak blessings into their lives. One of my favorite parts about the foot washing is that I get to pray blessings over their lives. I get to speak directly to their hearts and to their hurts. I love that. I hope you guys love that as well. because it's meaningful. Like, God knows each one of them by name, and he cares about each one of you. And so I love being able to be a part of that in your journey. So for me, the verse that I love, Acts 1, verse 8. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses. Part of this whole trip is we go and we serve and we are the hands and feet of Jesus Christ, but anybody can go and serve and do good works. We're called as Christians, though, to do this by through the empowerment of the Holy Spirit, that somehow the love of God shines through us. We don't do that. If you have an empty tank, you're not filled by the power of God. You are not going to be a very great representative of God. But God offers us a power when we're tired, when we're frustrated, his Holy Spirit to come in and to fill you, to refresh you, to allow you to do the things that on your own, you don't have the energy to do. And that's what I loved on Thursday night for these kids to experience the power and the presence of God and to say, you know what, this God that we talk about in church, he's real, he's tangible, he's given me what I need to make a difference in this world. These were Jesus' last words to his disciples before he ascended to heaven. He'd told them, wait. You know, like just a couple verses later are the verses that Paisley read about the upper room. But Jesus told them, wait, because you will receive power. We have now received that power. And it's our turn to go and make a difference in our community. This trip gives these kids a tangible, like a taste of what their lives can be like when they understand that they were made to matter, they were made to mirror, they were made for each other, and ultimately they were made for a mission. And so finally, to wrap this all up, I just want to say thank you to all of you. You know, these trips are expensive. We subsidize the cost of the trips to make it affordable for the kids. You subsidize the cost of these trips to make it affordable for the kids. I know many of you have donated, and many of you have been praying for these kids for the weeks leading up to this trip. And I know that God hears those prayers. He answers those prayers. On Wednesday night, I was thinking, God, I hope you show up on Thursday. Like, my whole prayer is that they have an experience that just transforms them. And God is always faithful. He answers those prayers, and he makes these trips what I always pray that they will be, life-transforming experiences for each one of these kids. So for all of you who participated behind the scenes in supporting this trip, thank you so, so much. You're part of seeds being planted.